the main fault of this Krishna consciousness movement is that, especially since the time of Srila Prabhupada's departure, Harinam Sankirtan has been neglected, terribly neglected, all over the world. You know, on account of that, there's so many problems in this movement. If the leaders of this movement would just wake up to that and actually realize, you know, the great value of performing Sankirtan Yajna together as a community, you know, of devotees together. And also, you know, beyond that, taking it out to the streets the way we used to. Srila Prabhupada wrote a letter to us at the Washington, D.C. temple in 1974, lauding us for our 14-hour Sankirtan days. He said, "I'm so pleased with your 14-hour Sankirtan days." We were going out on Harinam Sankirtan and book distribution side by side in dhotis and shaved heads for 14 hours a day, every day except for Sunday. Every day we were going out. And then after Prabhupada left, practically Harinam Sankirtan and book distribution collapsed in America, especially in Russia and other places. Still carrying on, there was a revolution in Russia, you know. But in America and many other places in the world, it practically collapsed. You know, and everyone's aware of that. But it's just a question of having faith in the process that Lord Chaitanya has given to the fallen conditioned souls in this age. And actually doing Harinam Sankirtan. Book distribution is there to philosophically convince people to come forward and join the Sankirtan movement and engage in the Yuga Dharma. But if they come here to the movement and they see a dearth, you know, of Sankirtan performance, then they may not be so encouraged or so inspired to remain with us. Why so many devotees are leaving? You know, why it is that we're not making so many devotees in so many parts of the world? Simply because we're not doing the Yuga Dharma the way we're supposed to be doing, due to a lack of faith. Lack of faith. Hare Krishna. So we... Yeah. Yes. That depends on whether you surrender to the Yuga Dharma. If you surrender to the Yuga Dharma and give up all the, you know, the anarthas, the material attachments, the unnecessary programs for so-called comfort and happiness on the material platform, you know, and then certainly you can go back home, back to Godhead in one lifetime. Of course. Anyone can do it. If Indra can do it, Rascal Indradas, if he can do it, then anyone can do it. Because I'm as fallen as anyone else. It's just that by Srila Prabhupada's grace, by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, somehow or other, enough sumedasa has come to my brain, you know, to at least recognize the value of doing the Yuga Dharma, you know, Kali Yuga Dharma, Harinam Sankirtan in this Kali Yuga. I recognize that it is Kali Yuga, and I recognize there's a Yuga Dharma, and therefore I put the two together and understand that there's nothing more important for me or anyone else to be doing, then somehow or other, either directly engaging in the Yuga Dharma or seriously facilitating the Yuga Dharma, encouraging the performances of Yuga Dharma. so that the devotees, you know, who have the, you know, can get the inspiration and push forward the Krishna consciousness movement on the basis of inculcating to the masses of the people of this world the process by which the masses can be delivered, namely Harinam Sankirtan. That's what our book distribution is all about. It simply facilitates encouraging people to come forward and engaging in non-bhajan and becoming first class Nishkanchana Bhajanamandis. Without becoming a Bhajanamandi, you can hardly expect to be a real Ghostianandi. Ghostianandi is really a first class Bhajanandi, a real Ghostianandi. He's a Bhajanandi who breaks open the storehouse of love of Godhead and distributes it. But if he's not tasting the fruits of love of Godhead himself, then he may not have that inspiration to distribute it to others. So therefore, we have two important missionary responsibilities. That is to taste, or at least to endeavor, to upgrade our bhajan to the platform of actually, by their mercy, tasting the fruit of love of Godhead and distributing that fruit of love of Godhead. If you don't have that fruit of love of Godhead, then really you don't have it to distribute. So it's important for all of us to focus on the goal of life, which is Krishna Prema, love of Godhead, and doing everything we can, you know, by way of the performance of Yuga Dharma, simultaneously encouraging others and doing the needful. Actually, Prabhupada is told that kirtan is our bhajan. Kirtan is our bhajan because kirtan helps to generate within our own hearts that para-upakara mood of a brajvasi. Without actually developing that para-upakara mood, then we can never enter into the real essential nature, spirit of a genuine brajvasi. Brajvasis are never selfish. They're never self-centered. They're always absorbed in serving others, doing good to others. So by practicing that principle, by serving the Vaishnavas, and by extending the principles of devotional service for the benefit of the people of this world, that helps us to actually capture the spirit of a brajbhasi, and simultaneously, internally, doing our worship of Krishna from our heart of hearts, in terms of our own natural inspiration, our natural inclination to, or our aspiration to attain an eternal relationship with Krishna in one of the five rasas. So all these things, because there's no question of prema without experiencing the intrinsic constitutional rasa of the soul. So the attainment of the goal of life, Krishna and prema, automatically includes that endeavor to discover the natural constitutional, you know, position. That is called self-realization. So discovering the eternal identity of the self, coming to the position of Swarup Siddhi, you know, by which we can hope to even, you know, dare to approach the platform of Krishna Prema. If we don't come to the platform of Swarup Siddhi, Swarup Siddhi's realized at the stage of bhava. Bhava comes before prema. So we have to come to the position of Swarup Siddhi before we can, you know, even hope, you know, to get Krishna Prema. And Swarup Siddhi is realized by the culture of that bhava. If we don't have our sights, our eyes in the spiritual world, then how do we expect to get our feet in the spiritual world? So we have to at least have our eyes in the spiritual world. not that both our eyes and our feet are grounded to the material platform, as Prakritabhaktas, struggling, you know, with our anarthas for the rest of our lives. So we have to go forward, whatever it takes, whatever surrender it takes. It's an absolute must for anyone who's really genuinely serious about going back home, back to Godhead in this lifetime. Otherwise, you can start in the next lifetime from, you know, 29% or 59% or whatever. Anyway, whatever, if Krishna wants us to take birth, that's his prerogative, to keep us here for whatever reasons, even if it's just to increase our anxiety for attaining him. Jiva Goswami, in his commentaries to Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, says that Krishna may keep the devotee for a million lifetimes in this material world, just to increase his anxiety more and more and more. So we have to be ready for that. But our only prayer should be that if he so desires to keep us in this material world for as many births as he so desires, then at least in every lifetime we should have the facility and the opportunity to remember him in devotional service. Yes, but to do that, we have to at least come to the platform of Bhava, Sarup City. The Prakritabhakta can fall down at any moment. Anyway, that's some food for thought. It's just a question of how much we are Mahatma. If we're broad-minded and intelligent, we'll understand these points. But if we're small-minded, narrow-minded, less intelligent, then we'll have so many arguments. What about this? What about that? But everyone, no matter how neophyte we are, we have to do our level best to do as much surrender in this lifetime as possible, with the goal in mind. At the beginning, if you're walking a tightrope, you know what a tightrope is in a circus? You walk on a rope, it's very tight rope, and you have to, from the very beginning that you step onto the rope, you have to keep your eyes fixed on the goal. From the first step, second step, third step, all the way to the last step, you have to keep your eyes fixed on the goal. If you deviate and turn your head, you know, toward mental speculation, or if you turn your head toward sense gratification, or if you look down, looking down means apprehension that you're disinterested in pursuing the goal, or you're afraid to take the next step, you see, then you can easily fall off the path. So from the very beginning, from the time that we enter into this Krishna consciousness movement and begin to pursue the path of bhakti, we have to keep our eyes fixed on the goal of Krishna prema, with understanding of sambandha tattva, abhideya tattva, and prayojan tattva, in order to properly, scientifically pursue that path. So therefore, it's essential that we're educated properly that we have the receptivity to accept that education, and if necessary, we seek high and low in this world to find out where we can get that education. Because not everyone, even those who are, taking responsibility for managerial positions and whatever, leadership positions in this movement, are sufficiently edified to impart that knowledge. Although they may have some, you know, grasp of the philosophy, but they may not be focusing themselves, because many devotees who jockey for positions, you know, for gratifying whatever egoistical vanity they may be harboring due to insufficient anartha nivritti, they may not be so seriously focused. You know, so they may not, because of that lack of focus, they may not be able to actually penetrate and glean the essence of what the shastras are saying to us. So it takes association. That's why it's mentioned that to advance in Krishna consciousness, one has to seek out advanced association. Because by associating with devotees who are actually advanced off the Prakriti Bhakta platform, beyond the neophyte platform, at least in the Madhyamadikar, and hopefully, if possible, looking high and low to seek out those who are on the Uttamadikari platform and receiving guidance from them. It's a very practical consideration for our progress to the ultimate goal of our life. Don't try to go high. Try to go deep. Deep, deeper, and deepest in your quest, you know, for the soul of your soul. And because Krishna is ultimately a merciful entity, Krishna will reveal all these things in due course of time. Will reveal everything by the mercy of the holy name, by the mercy of various, representative agents of Guru Tattva. Everything will be revealed in due course of time. It's not a question of just having faith, as if we're waiting, you know, to be able to, at some point in the course of eternity, cash, you know, a post-dated check. We're not interested in post-dated checks. There's a here and now process by which we can make tangible, recognizable advancement in our discovery of our eternal relationship with Krishna. And that is ultimately expressed in our endeavors to perform Harinam Sankirtan. Other aspects of internal bhajan may be there, and that will gradually come to us by the Lord's grace. How to do, when to do. You know, but from the very beginning of our course of Krishna consciousness, Harinam Sankirtan is ever applicable. It's not only applicable for the masses, it's applicable for the classes. The classes, or the intelligentsia, should have more brain substance to understand the importance or the value of the performance of Nam Sankirtan. And not only for the classes, but for the elite, inner core of intimate devotees who are eligible who have the adhikar for intensified Raja Bhakti Bhajan, they will be the most appreciative of this Sankirtan performance, because they actually have the qualification to relish rasa. Just as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates would perform Sankirtan Jagya, Premanam Sankirtan, Sankirtan, Kirtan Rasa. There's no question of Kirtan Rasa. There's no question of any rasa without Prema. So those who are actually on the terrace of Prema, and those who are Prema Rurukshu from the stage of Bhava, they are eligible to actually enter in to the relishment of Nam Rasa, Sankirtan Rasa, in the most real way. So it's not just a question of masses. Sankirtan is for the masses because it can be distributed in a generic sort of way to the masses. But then it becomes more and more relishable as we make advancement in Krishna consciousness. If someone is not intent on relishing the happiness of engagement in direct performances of Sankirtan Jagya, then we may question, you know, their level of advancement in Krishna consciousness. The more advanced you become, the more you relish the performances of Sankirtan, and the more, determined you become to engage in that jagya, not only for one's own relishment, but to assist in the communal relishment of Krishna consciousness via media of Sankirtan of the Holy Name. Yes. 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 The more you advance in Krishna consciousness, the more you want to taste the nectar of the Holy Name. The more you desire, the more you can't live without it. How can you live day in and day out without performing Sankirtan Jagya on the spontaneous platform? It's like a lifeless, flapping corpse. So we don't want the Krishna consciousness movement to become a lifeless, flapping corpse, simply going through some external motions without actually having the internal substance which inspires us to become fully absorbed in the relishment of Sankirtan Rasa. This is the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya. This is Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement. It's not Lord Chaitanya's deity worship movement, although deity worship is included in the Sankirtan movement. It's not Lord Chaitanya's bathroom cleaning movement. It's not Lord Chaitanya's pot washing movement. It's not, you know, Lord Chaitanya's, you know, institutional management movement. It's Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement, and everything else has to center around that principle of serving the Yuga Dharma. Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasyeva, 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 Gaturamita. Kali Yuga Dharma, Hari Nam Sankirtan, Krishna Shakti, meaning Nahi Parapavartana. We can't become empowered with Krishna Shakti, by which we can have the capacity to preach the holy name of the Lord via the performance of Shudanam Sankirtan, unless we actually are chanting Shudanam. So for that, we have to intensify our endeavors and cry out to Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda to actually bestow the holy name. By their grace, Harinam will descend from Golok Dham and dance in the core of our heart and dance on our tongue as unadulterated Shabda Brahman, the personality, sound incarnation of Lord Krishna, who is identical with Krishna himself. Without Krishna's appearance as Shudanam, without Krishna's appearance as Shudanam, you know, where is the, because Nam is inclusive of Krishna's antarangas or spiritual shaktis, you know, where is the actual question of giving or influencing? It's not that we're influencing. The name is influencing, and we're the servants of the name, cooperating, assisting in the name's divine incarnation within this material world. We are servants. The more we realize that, the more Krishna will recognize us as viable instruments, you know, in the hands of his holy name. So we should take it seriously. If we want to be instrumental in the hands of the predecessors, acharyas, for spreading Krishna consciousness in a real way, not just the externals, you know, it's not just a question of building big temples. These things are meant to attract the public, but when the public arrives, you know, on the basis of their attraction to such grandiose exhibitions, we have to actually have the substance to give them. And that means purity. That requires our purity. Purity is the force. Otherwise, purity is a farce. So we should take that to heart and do the needful. Prabhupada said Krishna consciousness means doing the needful. So we have to ascertain, you know, actually what is the needful, and do it. That is surrender. Sharanagati, which has six aspects. That means to accept those things which are favorable for the cultivation of prema nam bhajan, to reject those things which are unfavorable for the cultivation of prema nam bhajan, and to know that Krishna is our supreme protector, to be completely dependent on the mercy of the holy name, and to have no separate interest than the interest of Krishna in the matter of propagating the holy name for the deliverance of the fallen conditioned souls in this world, you know, and to always remain meek and humble. Meek and humble means that we don't try to screw out some other idea. We accept that we don't know what is best for us, and simply hear from the Shastra what is best for us. What is the best process by which we can do good to ourselves and do good to others? And that's by engaging in Sankirtan Yajna. Sumedhasaha simply means to recognize that we are petite, we are fallen, and we require to take shelter of the process which was meant, which was propagated by Lord Chaitanya for the deliverance of the fallen. by doing that, we do good to ourselves and we do good to others. So it's essential. It should never be neglected. We may have so many other services, and that's all right, because the army runs on the belly, so someone has to cook. You know, the devotees take inspiration from the association of the deities, and after all, why have the deities come? The deities have been installed by the chanting of the holy name, and they've come for the purpose of hearing or blessing, placing his favorable glances upon our performances of Nam Sankirtan, to inspire our performances of Nam Sankirtan. And so many other services may be there in the Krishna consciousness movement, but everyone, as far as possible, should engage in Sankirtan Jagya as much as possible. It's not just that we should file in and file out of the stipulated temple programs. Practically speaking, in the Mangalartik, how much, you know, how many times do we even chant the Maha Mantra? You know, there's Guruvastakam or other prayers, and then, you know, by the time, you know, you get to the end of the Mangalartik, you might have chanted the Maha Mantra, you know, 3 or 4 times. That's what I've observed. Most of our temple programs are like that. There's very little chanting. So really, Maha Mantra Nam Sankirtan, there should be extra facility. Because the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, is the Tarak Brahma Kirtan Mantra for this age of Kali. There's no other Tarak Brahma Kirtan Mantra in the Shastras meant for this age of Kali. This is the Tarak Brahma Kirtan Mantra which is ordained, and that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu emphasized this Maha Mantra Sankirtan. He did give other mantras like Hari Haraye Namakrishna, Yadavaya Namaha, Gopal Govindaram Sri Madhusanan, and they would chant other songs. They're considered to be extensions or expansions of the Maha Mantra, but the Maha Mantra is the Tarak Brahma Kirtan Mantra for this age of Kali. Therefore, mostly we should be chanting the Maha Mantra, and more emphasis should be given on this chanting of the Maha Mantra. So if we only chant, you know, the Maha Mantra a few times, and the rest of the time we're chanting this and that and the other, every, you know, they may be bona fide mantras, they may not be bona fide mantras. Half the time, they're not mantras which were given to us by Srila Prabhupada. But one thing we can always rest assured and feel safe and sound, you know, in the matter of chanting any mantras, and that is that Srila Prabhupada gave us the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra to chant. If we don't take shelter of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, then we're missing out on the best mantra for the deliverance, you know, of our own lowly selves and the deliverance of the fallen conditioned souls. So we have to share that substance. Maha Mantra Nam Sankirtan. It is the best bhajan. It is our greatest facility for advancing in Krishna consciousness. So we should recognize that. Don't neglect it. Otherwise, what kind of fool are we? Did we come to this Krishna consciousness movement for exploitative purposes or what? Removing obstacles? Yeah, removing obstacles means Cheto Darpana Marjanam. Param Vijayate Shri Krishna, Hare Krishna Mahamantra Nam Samkirtan. Krishna says, Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam, that he gives the intelligence, but to whom? He doesn't give the intelligence to everyone. He doesn't give the intelligence to people who are God-fearing individuals engaging in fear-based devotional practices. He gives the intelligence to those who are satata yuktanam means constantly engaged in bhajatam priti purvakam. Priti bhajan means with love. You can't love someone that you're not attracted to. Attraction means rag. So those who are doing nam bhajan on the basis of a natural rag, or at least the inclination to pursue that natural rag, they can actually do priti bhajan. And because there is that natural inclination toward rag, that attraction to the beauty and sweetness of Krishna. You know, yes, honeymoon face Krishna. You know, because there's that attraction, then there's a natural inclination to satata yuktanam, continuously engage. How can you give it up? Day and night, absorbed in worshipping Krishna, in worshipping the holy name, because that's the way to worship Krishna. That's the most recommended way of worshipping Krishna in Kali Yuga. You cannot think to please Krishna without pleasing Lord Chaitanya in this Kali Yuga. So the real way to please Krishna in Kali Yuga is to please Lord Chaitanya. Yajyai samkirtana prayar yajantihi sumedasaha. That much good brain substance we have to have. Samkirtan yajya. And because the Dham is a very powerful, unlimitedly powerful abode, it's easy to get spiritual inspiration here. Aside from that, the benefit or the result of our devotional bhajan is amplified 1,000 times. So it's easy to make rapid spiritual progress here if you have your eyes on the goal. If you're deviated through sense gratificatory pursuits in the Dham, then still there's benefit, because Krishna easily awards the fruits of bhukti and mukti to the residents of the Dham. But there's chances of doing Dhammaparad. Even if you do Dhammaparad, the reactions to Dhammaparad is temporary, but the benefit of residing in the Dham is eternal. So you still get an eternal result by residing in the Dham, even if you do Dhammaparad. But the benefit of the eternal result, the outcome of our bhajan, may be delayed for a lifetime. In other words, we may take our birth in monkey bodies or in dog bodies or hog bodies or insect bodies or whatever as a reaction, as a punishment for our Dhamma Parad. So therefore, it is not recommended, because the monkey body or the insect body is a very suffering condition. We've already suffered enough. In this human form of life, we're also suffering. So we should wise up, you know, and take it seriously. Come to the Dham, do our level best to avoid any conscious offenses. Pray to Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani to forgive us for any inadvertent offenses we may. Worship Shalagram Jila if you have, or worship Govardhan Jila. Take shelter of the holy name. Relish the inspiration to absorb ourselves in Preeti Bhajan by hearing Bhagavat Katha. All these things are intersupportive to our ultimate attainment of Braja Prema by the process of Nam Sankirtan. Actually, Nam is everything. The most powerful, the highest, the most beneficial process of devotional bhajan is Kirtan. Kirtan of the holy name, Sankirtan, congregational Kirtan, Shudanam Kirtan. That is considered to be the most perfect and the most complete process of worshipping Lord Krishna in this age of Kali. Yes. The more you recognize, you know, the more you understand, the more you see things in this light, the more chances you will have of making tangible spiritual progress in this lifetime. Those devotees actually, Bhaktivinoda Thakura says that in Chaitanya Shikshamrita, he says that the most exalted devotees, the most determined devotees, they focus almost, if not exclusively, on the service of the holy name among all the different angas of devotional service. They've singled out that this process of Nam Kirtan, that worship, that type of bhakti, that anga of bhakti, is the supreme facility, and therefore they direct their energies in that way to perform Nam Sankirtan, practically leaving aside other angas of bhakti as relatively inconsequential, although they may, especially in the beginning, they may be assisting or supplementary, helpful. But those who are highly advanced take full shelter in Nam. So the more we become attentive to the process of Nam Sankirtan, the more we can understand we're actually making progress in Krishna consciousness, making advancement. That is just by way of encouragement. I don't mean to deprecate anyone on any level, because every journey starts with its first step. Even if they're Mishra Bhaktas, or even if they're, you know, Prakriti Bhaktas, or you can say Chaya Bhaktas, whatever. Still, you know, and they may be attracted to various other engagements in devotional service, and that's good for them, because Krishna has a multi-aspected personality, and bhakti has multi-aspected features, you know, for the purpose of attracting different living entities with different psychophysical natures or whatever. But ultimately, the highest transcendental platform of loving service is found in the Jiva Dharma, Nam Sankirtan.